ATF Printing. We print everything, from workwear and trucker caps to stubby coolers, and we even print some of 4ZZZ's merch. With over 20 years of experience, our team takes pride in quality craftsmanship and reliable results. If you've got a project in mind, get in touch at www.silkandsqueech.com. Proud sponsors of 4ZZZ, that's Silk and Squeech, made for makers.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sydney Anastasia with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, copper theft continues in southeast Queensland as a recent attempt left thousands without power. An Energex substation in Browns Plains caught on fire, which according to Field Delivery General Manager Kev Lavender, was due to an attempt to cut through an 11,000-volt cable. Several suburbs in the region, including Bornea Heights, Hillcrest, and Regents Park, experienced blackouts from 2:45 a.m., with a total of 13,000 residents affected. By 10:15 a.m., only half of the residents had their power restored. This story comes in the wake of a similar story we covered several Mondays ago, where the Queensland government submitted a legislation to strengthen penalties for metal theft and make metal harder to sell.
In more local news, counter-terrorism training has been conducted at shopping centres and the Lang Park Stadium in response to the Bondi Beach terror attack in late 2025 and the stabbings at Bondi Junction in 2024. Queensland Police Service officers played different roles while training at shopping centres during after-hours across Queensland. At Lang Park, they trained to face crowd control challenges and hostage situations. According to Specialist Operations Deputy Commissioner Cheryl Scanlon, it was crucial for officers and venue staff to be prepared in responding when terror-related incidents occurred, despite no attack happening in Queensland.
In national news, the Australian run of the Broadway musical Waitress is ending early, with upcoming shows in Sydney cancelled. This follows only a week after the cancellation of Beetlejuice the Musical. Over the past year, the live performance scene has been under pressure, with many other cancellations such as the national tour of Back to the Future the Musical, as well as Italian opera Aida, which was expected to show in Adelaide Festival. John Frost, chief executive across Lands Live Australia, says cost of living pressures, interest rates rises, and domestic and international economic uncertainty have contributed to softer box office performances across the country, placing considerable pressure on productions of all sizes. It is expected that more shows will see similar fates of abrupt cancellations, leaving venues across the country empty with increasingly large amounts of dark periods. In more national news, the New South Wales government will expend an extra $35 million to expand shark spotting drone patrols across the state's coastline. From Wednesday, July 1st, drones will monitor 72 Sydney beaches all year round with aims to reduce the risk of shark attacks. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says that the drone technology will provide swimmers and surfers with earlier warnings when sharks are detected nearby. Additionally, Premier Minns says the program could eventually include automated AI-assisted drones capable of identifying different marine life.
In international news, the United Nations says up to 6.8 million people have been affected by the twin earthquakes that struck Venezuela last Wednesday. Around 50,000 people remain missing after the magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 earthquakes struck northern Venezuela, with the death toll climbing above 1,400. Families and residents continue searching through rubble, claiming the government is not responding quickly enough. International search and rescue teams and humanitarian aid continue to arrive as aid agencies warn the critical 72-hour rescue window is closing. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is zero and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you,